Hi, this is Jamie Stegmeier from Stonemeyer Games. I am the designer of Viticulture, Euphoria, Scythe, and Charterstone, as well as some upcoming games. And I am here to talk about the one thing that I wish I had known before starting my journey as a game designer. And that journey for me started when I was pretty young, when I was 6 or 7 years old. As soon as I started playing games, I was interested in designing games. And so looking back to that point in time, well before I thought that this would actually be a career, it was just something I did for fun, the one thing I wish I had known was that the first prototype is not the end of the journey, but rather really just the very beginning of the journey. And by that I mean when I was young and I was designing games, I would spend a lot of time thinking of the rules and building the prototype and figuring out how to play the game. And then I would put it on the table as if it were a finished product. And I would play it with my family or my friends. And I think looking back, I wish I had a different mindset about that first prototype, because it felt really good to actually build something and actually put something on the table, as it should. And it still does. But I wish I kind of tweaked my mentality to think of that first prototype as the beginning instead of the end. And in doing so, I wouldn't have been surprised when that first prototype didn't play well, because even now, my first prototypes never play well. It takes many, many play tests before the game actually is fun and balanced and even functional. And so I wish I'd gone into it with that mentality, because I ended up giving up on many of those designs, because after the first play, it wasn't any fun. And so I never played them again. So looking back, I wish I could go back and tell myself, hey, Jamie, this first prototype, that's just the start of it. That's just the very tip of the iceberg of the design process. And that you can have so much that you can learn from playtesting that game over and over again with different people, whether you're there in person playtesting with them or you're sending it out to people around the world to blind playtest without you there. I wish I'd looked at it from that perspective and fully understood that no matter how I picture a game working in my head, when I play it with actual human people, it's going to play out very differently. And in that way, again, that first prototype is just the beginning of that journey of understanding how my fellow humans interact with this game and adjusting things and changing things completely so that those humans can have a better, more fun experience, rather than treating that first prototype as the end of the journey. This is what I want to offer to you, any other designers out there who are just starting out. And I figured this might be a little helpful for you to know that while it is very satisfying to build that first prototype, and I think it's great to build that first prototype, that you should have very low expectations for the results. And I'd recommend treating that as just the beginning of a long journey for that game. Or maybe it will be the end of the journey for that game. Maybe you'll realize that it isn't very good. I have plenty of games that I've designed that after I play it for the first time, I realize, oh, like this just is not worth pursuing. And I do put it away, and that's okay too. Thank you for letting me share my thoughts here. And if you want to discuss more game design stuff with me, I do have a YouTube channel called My Favorite Game Mechanism In, where I talk about a lot of different game mechanisms and a lot of different games. Feel free to join me there. Thanks.